Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest today, we have Carrie Scully, and she is with Cupid's Undie Run. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in to talk to us about this.
Thank you for having me.
Let's just jump right into the details. For those who do not know, what is Cupid's Undie Run?
Cupid's Undie Run is a brief run with a fun party that takes place at Southside on Saturday, February 15th in Tremont. It raises money for the Children's Tumor Foundation and bringing awareness to neurofibromatosis, which is a condition that affects the nervous system and is terminal and has no cure.
I do want to dig into the details of neurofibromatosis a little bit more with you, but before we do that, why don't you give us some more information on the charity that Cupid's Undie Run is hosted through, Cupid's Charity?
So Cupid's Charity, the flagship event is the Cupid's Undie Run. It started in 2010 in Washington, D.C. with about 600 participants. It started in the midst of a snowstorm. And it just kind of took off from there. And we got the run here in 2013.
That's interesting that it started in a snowstorm.
It did. It did. Completely illegally and still raised $10,000 on a whim. So here it is, now official in Cleveland. And we're happy to have it here for the eighth year in a row.
It sounds like something great to run with.
It is.
The money raised, what does that do? I know you mentioned it goes towards helping NF, but let's go into a little bit more details on exactly how it is helping.
So yes, this is a fun run, but our runners are very serious about fundraising as well. So all the proceeds, whether through registration for the event or through fundraising at the event, goes to supporting trials and finding a cure for neurofibromatosis. It affects 1 in 3,000 births. It's something that a lot of people go undiagnosed with and can be carried on from generation to generation oftentimes. So it can be dormant in people for a long period of time, but once it surfaces, it is incurable, and a lot of people live hard life with it. So this is a fun run to help bring attention to something that does not get a lot of attention at all, which is why we run in our undies. It's a fun way to bring attention to something that is very serious and that affects people on a daily basis in a serious way. So by getting in our undies, it helps us bring attention and help fundraise to help support these trials and efforts in finding a cure for this very serious condition.
Carrie, do you know if neurofibromatosis is something that you're born with, or is it something that kind of shows up later in life?
You can be born with it. You have a 50% chance of passing it on. So, you can live with it and not even know that you have it and then pass it on, or it can just mysteriously pop up in the line. It's a genetic disorder, they think. So that's what they're exploring.
Can you give us some more details on how neurofibromatosis affects the body?
So it actually attacks the nervous system, and the best way to describe it is just tumors growing along your nerves. Your nervous system covers your whole body, so that can go from everywhere from your eyes to your neck down to your toes. So I think of it, I try to explain it as like a blade of grass with a piece of ice formed on it, a piece of hail stuck to it. If you go to scrape off that piece of hail, you're going to damage the grass. Just the same way if a doctor goes in to scrape off a tumor off a nerve, it's going to do damage to that nerve. So there is no way to cure this condition. You can control it somewhat with some radiation, which they do. That is some treatment they do. But ultimately, the tumors just will grow incessantly within in the body. And there's three different types of NF. So depending on which type you have, it will tell you how prevalent it is in the body and how it affects you.
Is this a disease that's widely known? Is it something that's usually brought to the front?
It is not widely known, actually. But a lot of people do live with it. And that's one of the best things about the run is it actually gets people out with this condition, believe it or not. Sometimes they don't run. Sometimes they're in a wheelchair and they can't run. But just for them to be part of this event, to know that there are people who care about their condition, that they fight every single day so aggressively and with so much effort, it brings them a little bit of joy and fun because they get to see people running around in their underwear. So it is in the spirit of being fun. We have all kinds of people that come out for this event. So it's nice to connect with the people who actually have enough too. And there are a lot of Clevelanders, people from Akron, people from Toledo who make the trip down for this run. It's quite amazing.
So Carrie, how did you get involved with this specific charity?
So I got involved by way, I was actually in Cincinnati and heard about the run, which was taking place in Cincinnati. And I have a friend with neurofibromatosis, so I was shocked to hear that there was actually a charity that was supporting this condition, because nobody knows this condition, and you know, my poor friend has been suffering with this condition since she was a teenager, and her daughter also has it as well. So because of this, I decided to get involved, and Dan Gilbert from the Cavs, the owners of the Cavs, he was bringing it to Cleveland. So I was able to connect with my co-director, Amanda Petrick, and she was working on the run, and together her and I were able to bring it to Cleveland in 2013 with Dan Gilbert's backing. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's amazing. First of all, congratulations on that accomplishment. Second of all, thank you for bringing this to Cleveland, you and Amanda both. Since you've been in Cleveland, you said 2013, so that would make this your eighth year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How much money have you raised in Cleveland alone?
We have raised over $1 million.
Over $1 million mm-hmm. that has gone towards this. That, I can't even put into words how awesome that is. Do you know how much collectively across the whole nation was raised in 2019?
In 2019, we collectively raised as a country, because this run takes place in 35 other cities, we've raised over $2 million in 2019. And since the inception of the run in 2010, $18.9 million has gone towards the research of neurofibromatosis and finding a cure.
This money, it's like you said, it's going towards the research, but what research is it looking for? Is it going towards trials, or what is it funding?
It's a combination of trials and research for finding a cure. So it works through the network, through the doctors at the Children's Tumor Foundation and other actually outside networks that they are working with directly to help find a cure for this. So yes, they do fund trials and they're funding research as well.
Do you know what the survival rate of this disease is, or how long you would live with it?
With modern technology and with radiation, they're able to live a lot longer. So you can live a full life. And again, it depends on the severity of which NF you have. So some people don't live long at all. Actually, one of the founders of the Cupid's Undy Run, the one that started in D.C., his brother died under the age of 20 because of neurofibromatosis. So he had a very severe case of it. So he's the reason this run started, and he did not live very long. But, you know, we carry his spirit with this run because he helped get this whole thing started. But then there's people, you know, that even attend the run, they are much older in age. So you can live a long life, however, just depending on which type of NF you have.
If you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. And right now we are talking with Carrie Scully, and she is with Cupid's Undy Run. Cupid's Undy Run, if you are not familiar, is part of Cupid's charity, which helps raise money for neurofibromatosis to help find a cure for that. So, Carrie, let's get into some of the event information. I know you briefly mentioned it, but in case someone missed it, where is the event happening and how can people become part of it?
The event is taking place on Saturday, February 15th at Southside in Tremont. It goes from noon to 4. You can sign up for the run at cupids.org and look for the Cleveland page. You can register to donate, volunteer, or just come run with us. And even if you don't want to run, we invite our spectators to come down to the run as well. We have sign-making stations. So people come down, make signs, bring the kids down, have fun with watching the run, basically. Our runners fundraise money, but then we have a good time doing a one-mile run. We call it a one-mile-ish run because it's not really a full mile, but you can run it, you could walk it, you know, it's a fun run, so you can make it what you want. And you can dress up or dress down. This is for the kids, so we tell everybody, try to keep your costumes PG-13, so, you know, keeping the kids in mind, and we just have our fun run out in the streets of Tremont.
I have to ask, why the dress code that there is with this charity?
So going back to the roots in 2010, this all started off on a whim when Chad's brother got diagnosed with NF. And they were looking for a reason to get out during in the middle of a snowstorm. And they wanted a flashy way to bring attention to this condition that nobody knows anything about. Everybody knows about cancer. Everybody knows about all these other big name conditions. But nobody knows about neurofibromatosis. So how do you bring attention to this? So in the middle of a snowstorm, on a whim, they decided they were going to run around the streets of Washington, D.C. in their underwear. And they did it with 600 runners, and they raised $10,000 in that first year. And boy, did they bring attention to the matter.
Wow, that is actually a really great story and a great idea on how to, like you said, draw attention to this. So now fast forward to 2020, and you're still doing a great job bringing attention to it. You said keep it PG-13, so kind of are you wearing like pants with undies on the outside or robes or what's this looking like?
We have a variety of costumes that people wear. You can wear, we've seen people wear onesies, like full-blown onesie pajamas to, you know, just, I mean, undies that, you know, you can just wear regular undies. So we encourage people, you know, we say this is a fun run. Yes, it's cold outside, but that is the risk we are taking, you know, in honor of the people who fight this disease on a daily basis. You know, we're fighting to go out in the bad weather to bring attention to this matter for a short period of time, and we're going to try to have a lot of fun while doing it. But, you know, these people are fighting this disease on a daily basis, and this is what, at the heart of the run, this is what matters.
So when people are signing up for this, are they signing up as individuals or as teams?
You can sign up as an individual, and you can also join a team. So there are teams out there that are already formed. You can join one of those teams. You can start your own team. Yeah, you can pretty much do either or.
Both of them? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's the registration fee?
So the registration fee right now is $40, but you can use the promo code Cleveland Connections for $10 off registration when you go to cupids.org to sign up and register for the run.
That's really cool. So they can use the promo code Cleveland Connections, get $10 off, pay $30, do a great run, raise some money, have some fun. And then it looks like it also says there's a chance they can earn some sweet rewards.
Yes, there's different rewards and prizes for fundraising. So Cupids has got some amazing prizes that they actually ship out to all the runners upon hitting certain levels of fundraising. And you can even win VIP open bar for the event as well. So definitely check that out when you go register for the run.
That's going to be a big hit here in Cleveland, VIP open bar.
It definitely helps with handling the conditions in February for sure.
Are you looking for volunteers?
We are looking for volunteers. We are looking for people to come down and just support our runners and spectate for the run. We'll have sign-making stations. High and Dry is actually having an official watch party and after-run party, so they'll have sign-making station there as well with some deals on food and drinks for all the spectators who want to come keep warm until the run starts. So that's about the halfway point, right, where they are. So, yeah, so we encourage everybody to either come down and watch the run, support our runners, come volunteer, donate to our runners. Please, you know, anything you can help to help our runners support this cause is just amazing.
That sounds really fun. So once again, if you missed it, it's Saturday, February 15th, starting in Tremont at the South Side, starting at noon. You can use the promo code Cleveland Connections to get $10 off your registration fee. And then where can people go for more information?
Cupids.org.
Okay, and there they can register, donate, and sign up to be a volunteer, correct?
Yep.
Okay, Carrie, thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you for talking with us about this. And I'm very excited for your run. I wish you a fabulous turnout.
Thank you, and thank you for having me today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.